Hello, I am Paul Scarpino, Marketing Manager for IBM's Enterprise Content Management Solutions. I'm speaking with Mark Martin, Offering Manager of Content Collection and Archiving for IBM, and Scott Burt, President of Integro, an IBM Premier Partner. Today we are here to talk about value-based archiving. Mark, can you tell me what is value-based archiving and how does it work?
Sure. Value-based archiving is a new approach. It's a new way to think about archiving. If you look at how archiving has evolved, customers started rolling out archives about 10 years ago to solve some very specific IT problems. Growth in data volume caused degradation in application performance. It was taking longer to back up and restore very large systems, and performing system maintenance took longer and longer as those production systems grew. So archiving systems emerged as a way to alleviate the problem by moving data off of the production system. From there, we've moved into the compliance era, where companies deployed archives as part of their efforts to comply with laws and regulations and policies that regulate their different industries. The problem is that traditional archives have become a digital landfill. Everything gets dumped into the archive. It's become the catch-all for the enterprise. And as a result, the archive is bloated, becomes full of content with suspect business value, and its very existence is a point of risk to an organization. With value-based archiving, we are making the assertion that there are really only three types of data that you need to keep: content with legal obligation, that which you must keep to meet record-keeping or compliance requirements, and that which has business utility. Everything else can and should be deleted according to a repeatable and defensible process, as should anything in the archive for which business utility expires.
That sounds straightforward enough. So why isn't every organization doing this now?
Well, the problem is twofold. First, how to determine business utility and how to delete according to flexible and fluid retention policies. In a typical enterprise, there's a disconnect between the people who own the information, typically line of business, and the IT folks who manage the information. The line of business can't easily and automatically keep IT up to date on their data management requirements. So there's a disconnect between the information stakeholders, those that know the data and what it is, those that determine the policies and schedules, and those in IT who are expected to implement them.
So how is IBM helping organizations overcome these challenges?
With IBM value-based archiving, all information is not created equal. We provide instrumentation that enables information stakeholders to work together and for IT to implement solutions that reflect the business value and obligation of the data in question and archive it appropriately. IBM's archiving solution crosses data sources and retention requirements. For example, it can be configured to determine what to archive and how. For some source systems, such as SharePoint or IBM Connections, you might want to collect only from certain applications. For another scenario, you may want to collect only for a certain group of people, say email for a select group of custodians, or maybe collect and classify email messages based on content.
Thanks, Mark. Scott, have you seen a need from your customers to collect and classify emails?
You know, we've seen a great desire in the marketplace to do this content-based classification. Historically, the tools just haven't been there to support it. People have tried in the past to pursue either purely manual or purely auto-classification types of approaches to be able to retain mail messages based on their content, and both of these have their challenges. We've solved this riddle by using the best of both worlds and in a hybrid approach, and in that process, we've also eliminated the negatives of both approaches. We call it auto-classification with human oversight. Users receive email, and they'll have little icons right in their inbox that shows if an email has been automatically declared as a record or suggested as a potential record. And more commonly, it's neither of those, because the vast majority of the emails are just transient. The user can then easily see how it was suggested for which records category, and they can take action on it. Any action they take, the system learns and gets better for the next mail message that looks like the previous one. Most of the emails that people received, as I mentioned before, are transient, you know, meaning they're not important for long-term storage.
That's really interesting. And Scott, can you tell us some of the results your customers are seeing?
Absolutely. So our clients are using this first off, you know, to do the right thing, like we talked about. Keep what should be kept and keep it for the proper amount of time. And it's amazing how valuable it is for our clients, what they've experienced in lightening that load, the cost and the burden of hanging on to all that unnecessary email. And companies are reporting great savings in storage costs, IT management costs, and also reduced e-discovery costs and risks because they have They don't have that water cooler chat that they would have otherwise been storing. They also get the benefits of IBM software because we work hand in hand with the IBM solution for archiving and the repository to store all that content. And that helps with that storage footprint and the systems management, e-discovery, and lifecycle governance. So the two combined really makes for a great 1-2 punch.
How does an organization typically get started on this journey?
Well, it really is a journey. It's a good word. And as you head down the road, there's going to be intersections that you have to pass through. And my advice would be to, first and foremost, get some help from people who've done this before, who understand the issues you're going to face.
Absolutely. It's interesting. It seems like something with email archiving, it might be a one-size-fits-all, and that's just not the case. And it depends on a company's culture and their maturity and their risk exposure and their volume of email and that kind of thing. So each customer is a little bit unique, and we're able to help guide them through what the pros and cons are of different decisions on policies and the like.
And where can someone go for more information?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do is to go to www.ibm.com and search on value-based archiving and follow the links that you'll find there in order to learn more.
That is all the time we have. I enjoyed speaking with both of you.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Paul, thanks very much.